Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Get Your Act Together by Pam Young is a practical, short-horizon organizing guide built for people who feel buried under everyday demands. Instead of presenting a sweeping lifestyle overhaul, the book centers on a focused 7-day program designed to help overworked and overbooked readers regain control of clutter, time, and routine. Young is known for approachable, down-to-earth home management advice, and this book reflects that tone by emphasizing simple systems that can be started immediately and maintained without perfectionism. The structure encourages quick wins, so readers can see visible progress within a week, while also laying groundwork for longer-term habits. Across the program, the book addresses common pain points like piles that multiply, paperwork that never gets handled, and schedules that feel reactive rather than intentional. The result is a guided reset that aims to reduce overwhelm, create order in key areas, and help readers build repeatable patterns that keep life functioning even when it stays busy. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a 7-day reset that turns overwhelm into momentum. The backbone of the book is its 7-day framework, which treats organization as a short, focused project rather than an endless pursuit. This matters for readers who are exhausted and time-starved, because long plans often fail before they start. By concentrating effort into a single week, the program encourages a clear beginning, a defined finish line, and daily actions that are manageable. The approach tends to prioritize high-impact areas first, so progress feels real quickly, which helps motivation and reduces the feeling of drowning in unfinished tasks. The program also implicitly reframes organization as a sequence of decisions rather than a personality trait. Each day becomes a container for making choices about what stays, what goes, and where things belong. That decision-making rhythm reduces mental clutter and builds confidence. Even if a reader cannot complete every step perfectly, the structure provides a reliable roadmap that can be repeated, paused, or adapted. The big idea is not to create a flawless home, but to restore functionality and calm by using a clear schedule that converts scattered effort into steady momentum. Secondly, decluttering with simple rules that reduce decision fatigue. A common barrier to getting organized is decision fatigue. Every item requires a choice, and too many choices lead to avoidance. The book addresses this by leaning on straightforward sorting and purging principles that make decluttering feel less emotional and less complicated. Rather than treating every object as a major dilemma, the method encourages fast classifications such as keep, toss, donate, or relocate, paired with immediate follow-through, so piles do not simply move from one room to another. This style supports readers who feel overwhelmed because it lowers the cognitive cost of action. The emphasis is typically on reclaiming space and function instead of chasing aesthetic perfection. Readers are guided to identify clutter hotspots and remove what interferes with daily routines, which produces relief quickly. Just as important, the program reinforces that clutter is often a backlog of unmade decisions, and the cure is a repeatable process for deciding and acting. Over time, practicing these rules helps people become more selective about what they bring into their homes, preventing the cycle from restarting. The net effect is a calmer environment and a lighter mental load. Thirdly, home management systems that are easy to maintain when life stays busy. Organizing fails when the system demands more time and energy than the household can realistically provide. The book focuses on practical home management systems that fit into a busy life, aiming for sustainability over complexity. Instead of elaborate storage projects, it emphasizes giving everyday items a consistent home, creating predictable routines, and building small habits that prevent chaos from returning. This includes thinking in terms of workflows, where items enter the home, where they should be processed, and how to avoid stalled transitions such as mail that never gets opened or laundry that never gets put away. The program encourages readers to make organization serve their real schedule, not an idealized one. That means setting up stations and procedures that reduce steps, reduce searching, and reduce last-minute scrambling. A maintenance mindset also appears. The goal is to make future cleanups smaller by doing brief daily resets and weekly catch-ups. For an overwhelmed reader, this is liberating because it replaces marathon cleaning sessions with short, repeatable actions. These systems are not about doing more, but about doing the necessary things in a smarter, more consistent way. Fourthly, taming paper, mail, and information overload. For many households, paper is a major source of stress because it represents responsibilities, bills, forms, notices, school items, and records. The book addresses this by promoting a clear, simplified way to process incoming paper and reduce the size of the backlog. The key is creating an intake process so paper does not instantly become a pile. Readers are encouraged to designate a specific place for mail and paperwork, then process it with a consistent routine that separates action items from reference material and eliminates junk quickly. This reduces the anxiety that comes from losing important documents or discovering deadlines too late. The program also supports the idea of limiting the volume of paper kept, favoring only what is truly needed and making it easy to retrieve when required. In addition to physical paper, the topic extends naturally to information overload, too many notes, reminders, and to-dos scattered across surfaces and rooms. By consolidating and assigning categories, readers can transform paper from an ambient stressor into an organized system. The payoff is fewer missed tasks, less time spent searching, and a feeling that household administration is under control rather than constantly behind. Lastly, time, priorities, and boundaries for the overbooked lifestyle. Organization is not only about closets and counters, it is also about commitments, priorities, and the limits of attention. The book supports readers who feel overbooked by encouraging intentional planning and realistic boundaries. A central theme is aligning daily actions with what matters most, then removing or reducing what does not. This can involve simplifying routines, batching similar tasks, and creating a plan for recurring responsibilities so they do not repeatedly become emergencies. The 7-day structure reinforces the idea that time can be managed through deliberate focus. One day, one set of actions, one clearly defined outcome. This reduces the tendency to multitask endlessly without finishing anything. Another useful angle is permission to be practical instead of perfect, which helps readers stop overcommitting and stop using organization as another standard to fail. By building small routines and reviewing schedules with honesty, readers can create breathing room and protect energy. The result is not a magically empty calendar, but a more workable life where fewer things fall through the cracks. When time management and physical organization support each other, the household runs more smoothly and the reader feels less reactive and more in control. In conclusion, this book is best for readers who feel chronically behind, busy professionals, parents, caregivers, students juggling multiple responsibilities, and anyone whose home or schedule has become a source of daily stress. It is especially helpful for people who have tried organizing before but gave up because the plans were too ambitious or required more time than they had. The main benefit is that it turns organization into a short, structured reset with concrete actions, which can quickly restore a sense of control. By combining decluttering with simple home management routines, the program can reduce visual chaos, cut down on wasted time, and lower the mental load of remembering where things are and what needs to be done next. Compared with similar organizing books that focus on big transformations or highly personalized style systems, this one stands out for its approachable pace and its emphasis on doable habits that fit real life. The 7-day format creates urgency without demanding perfection, making it easier to start and easier to finish. If you want practical guidance that prioritizes results and sustainability, it is worth buying as a straightforward plan you can repeat whenever life gets messy again. If you would like to support Pam Young, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.